We're all here.
Yeah. Everybody here.
Hail, hail, the gang's all here.
Woo-hoo!
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Friday before Mother's Day. Our poll at DougSteffen.com today. What are you getting your mom for Mother's Day? A, flowers. B, dinner out. C, jewelry. D, a card. E, a phone call. F, something else. G, when's Mother's Day again?
Jewelry's always good.
Yeah, jewelry's good.
No.
If you're into that sort of thing. Roberta likes jewelry, obviously. So what are we following? Facebook. We got some Mother's Day stuff on Facebook. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. And then, what? You're having to... Oh, he's...
Technical difficulties.
I can tell.
It's cycling.
All right. So we have a number of things, including Mother's Day. We have... This is a fun Friday, so the idea is to present some info. Richie, would you see if you could find that buzz? I know where it is. Maybe we can send Roberta home, because that's where it
is. How's that, better?
Yeah, much better. Yeah, thank you. Anyway, Mother's Day and the fun thing that happened. I have found something for mothers of the world who lovingly try to teach their children some of life's most important lessons. In the end... Well, you'll be able to figure out when I give you a few. We have some laughter at 10 after about Mother's Day coming up. Just a moment, then Michael McMaster will join us here on Good Day.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. All right, so things your mother taught you. For example, my mom taught me about anticipation. Just wait until your father gets home. Right? Did your mother teach you about receiving? You're going to get it when we get home. Did your mother teach you on, when it comes to meeting or taking on a challenge? What were you thinking? Answer me when I talk to you. How often did your mother say that? Right? Did your mother teach you logic? If you fall off that swing and break your neck, you're not going to go to the store with me. Here's mother's teaching medical science. If you don't stop crossing your eyes, you're going to freeze that way. My God, how many times did I hear that? Right? My mother, trying to teach thinking. How to think ahead. If you don't pass your spelling test, you're not going to get a good job. Mother teach you humor. When that lawnmower cuts off your toes, don't come running to me. My mother taught me how to be an adult. If you don't eat your vegetables, you'll never grow up to be big and strong. How about genetics? You're just like your father. Did you hear that?
I heard that.
Your mother here teach you about roots? You think you were born in the barn?
You were.
I was, but pretty darn close. Yeah. My mother taught me about the wisdom of age. When you get to be my age, you'll understand. Right?
What do you understand, though? You know?
Whatever there is to understand. It's important to understand. My mother taught me about justice. One day you'll have children, and I hope they turn out just like you. So then you'll see what it's like. Yes. Heather Bachman, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer isn't here with us today. Richie is around trying to figure things out. And Michael McMaster will help you with your emotions and your mental well-being in just a moment here on Good Day.
Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one use certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now. If you or a loved one use certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy and have a child born with a birth defect, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-457-1584. That's 800-457-1584. The call and consultation are free. 800-457-1584.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. Since 1995, we've been a proud sponsor of the March of Dimes March for Babies. March for Babies gives our company an opportunity to support families and our community. Together, we can take steps to help moms and babies around the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
There are 90 days of summer ahead. Why not make the most of every one? Come to our Summer in Clinique event at Macy's today. You'll find bright ideas for looking fresh and fabulous all season, best bronzing tips, safe in the sun smarts, and no-melt makeup advice. Let's get the season started right now. A free 14-day supply of Super City Block SPF 40 is waiting with your consultation. Sound great? Then we'll see you at our Summer in Clinique event at Macy's. One to a client, please, while supplies last.
15 past the hour, Deck 7's Good Day program, health and wellness, the focus of this part of the program every day. And joining us now is Michael McMaster, who is very much the person who helps people understand, if you will pardon the pun, master their emotions, their feelings, because he understands it's always good when you're changing as long as you're getting better. And Michael, I guess that's a good place to get started. People and change. We all know people don't like change. We all know people are afraid of change. So how do you motivate? How do you get people to take that first step toward getting to the next place?
Oh, my God. That's the hardest thing to do. You have to give them something to go for, like something that's a little bit outside of themselves, and then, like, teach them how to take these very simple steps to be able to get there. Like even weight loss, that's very hard for people. So you have them start little steps day by day and give them a plan over time, and then they get there. But discipline's a hard thing as well. But you can learn those things. They're very easy.
Very easy in your mind. And is it easy? I guess maybe it's not just saying it's easy, but how is it? You have instructions that are available, certainly, on those CDs that you have. But whet our appetite a little bit in terms of what it is that motivates people. Don't you have to see there's something good in it for you in order to do it?
Oh, yeah. If you can see some tiny progress with yourself, that actually becomes a motivating force. So you set it up in a way that you can see some progress. You can either feel it or you can see it. Then that starts to make you feel good about it. Then that becomes the driving engine behind it. Then you keep going forward. But you've got to have some kind of positive result in whatever you do.
And that's the... Or when you do it, you have a reward. If you try and lose weight, you get on the scale, right? If you're...
absolutely.
Right. You're trying to... you don't like the color of your hair, so you change the color of your hair, and you stand in front of the mirror and say, wow, that looks great! Or new glasses, or new relationships, or finding a better job. It's something you can do if you imagine. It's back to the old using your mind as the television screen, right?
That's an excellent point, because if you can visualize something in your mind, you can become it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the small steps. I mean, that's how we actually work. Whatever we believe about ourselves, we become. So, I mean, some people say affirmations like, I am strong, or I am healthy,
right.
Or I am positive. And if you say that enough times to yourself, you actually become that.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I'm
that's
guided,
another
guarded,
way
and protected.
The affirmation change.
Yeah, the thing, the environment you're in, there are a lot of people who would say, I need a new job. I don't have a job. And, okay, there's a position open 400 miles from here. Oh, but I can't move. Okay, so what's more important? Then that you get down to brass tacks. What's more important? In that circumstance, staying where you live and not having a job, and what happens if you don't have a job? How are you going to be able to keep the house anyway? You're not going to be able to live there. So sooner or later, you're going to get tossed, and the job will have gone by that time. Right?
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. In what's going on in the world today, and especially in America, the more flexible you are, the more successful you'll be. So it's no good fighting against yourself, because you're not going to win. So if you can be flexible and stretch yourself out some more, things will start to work for you. I mean, anything of value that's been created in the world, it took some kind of effort and purpose. That's how it got done. So you've got to be the same way, but you have to be flexible in being able to create a new life. It's the only way it can happen.
Yeah. Fear of failure is the number one negative motivation. And if we don't, I think we mention that every single week when we're together. Fear mm-hmm. of failure. That's what, it's all about fear-based thinking. So don't you have a CD that addresses fear?
I think the happiness CD is the best thing, because it teaches you how to overcome your own emotions. The fear is an emotion, and the emotion of fear is created by thought. So when you think fearful thoughts, you feel that emotion. So if you can change the thought, you change the emotions that you feel inside of you, and that propels you forward as well. So if you have emotions of happiness, it's more likely you're going to go out and do things that will bring happiness to you, so you'll create change.
You'll
be stuck.
You have a CD called A Magical Life, which I think is fascinating as well.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, that's what Michael has. That's his exchange with you. If you go online to michael-mcmaster.com, or you just go to dougstefan.com, look at Michael's picture that's there in the contributors box. Click on that. It'll bring you to his website, and you can see any number of CDs that are there, and you listen to them, you pick up, it's almost a miracle listening to somebody who's got an interesting voice tell you a story, and as you listen to it, you can say, oh, yeah, why didn't I think about that? Spirited dialogue, that's literally and figuratively with Michael McMaster. Michael, thank you for the visit.
Thank you.
We need more spirit and intuition. And we need to eliminate the fear from our lives. And then look at the number one TV show, Fear Factor, 21 after the hour.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
I've got spin and rubber plenty. I've got money, noses galore. One Happy Meal toy, I've got 20. And in my car, would you believe, I got more. I wanna sleep all through the night. I wanna be awake at 8:30. I wanna go out on, what do you call it, a date. Look at me now, I've become my mom. I hear myself say, where's your please and your thank you? Leave that alone, it'll break. Oh wait, it's too late. Yes, I can walk, yes, I can run. With the diaper bag, the nurse, the stroller, and have fun. Stay out of that mud, you'll find there's no blood. A mommy's world, what would I give? If I could live in a little less.
This is hard to listen to. This is worse, Chrissy.
it's fun, though.
Yeah.
It's the girls from Mulberry Lane, the three sisters, holding their kids while singing about being a mother. And they do have the words underneath. If you go to DougStefan.com and watch the video, you can see the words underneath. And it just talks about the daily trials and tribulations of being a mom. It's very cool.
All right. It's 25 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Richie, if you went to cut 1102, you would find another reference to what, whether this is a coincidence or whether it is timed properly. If you haven't seen or heard the discussion about Time Magazine's cover this week, which shows a mom in her late 20s with a son 3-4 years of age.
He's almost four.
4 years old, standing on a chair nursing from his mom, and whether or not this ought to be something that you see when you go to the newsstands, be able to buy it or not. Will they wrap up the cover? Is there enough pre-info on this that people won't care whether they can see it on the stand? People have been listening to this, and so they'll go run out and buy it just because it's sort of voyeuristic. Time picked the cover well. I'm sure they're response to it, we'll see an uptick in their in the number of the magazines that are shown.
And so, I just saw the mom interviewed a little while ago, and she's saying, I don't know why Time picked that particular photo.
Of course.
They knew it would create a controversy.
Duh.
Yeah.
All right, so the ladies on The View yesterday talked about this story.
The Time magazine cover story that just hit stands takes a look at the reemergence of attachment parenting, where parents are consistently with their children every day and night rather than raising them.
That boy is like 32 years old.
Self-sufficient and independent. This is insane.
I mean, she's got her boob in his mouth.
I mean, you know, if you can spell milk, you should not be breastfeeding. It's not okay.
What do you think is insane?
What do I think it's insane that there's a picture of a child,
a grown
Lord,
man.
Really pretty
that's
much,
just to get attention,
you know, it is, but it's creepy to me. That's creepy because I'm sorry. I just was going to say, you know, breastfeeding. I understand people want people to breastfeed. I get all of this, but this idea that you have to be with your kids every 20 seconds of their life, I don't. I think it, you know, because of course this makes you feel guilty reading this article because it's saying, you know, we don't spend enough quality time with our kids.
Not quality time.
It brings up that whole guilt thing, especially there's a lot of single moms, because I know when Jeffrey cries, every time he cries when I leave, he says, I thought it was Jeffrey mommy day. It breaks my heart. But I'm trying to teach him to say, can you spell bills? You know, it's like,
what are single male parents supposed to do? Also, they can't breastfeed. And then they say in the article, you should sleep with your children.
It's really hard because
somebody like the Octomom or the Duggars, are they supposed to sleep with all their children?
All right, so the ladies on The View taking on this issue from their point of view, and that's why I like them, because there are lots of different points of view. What's your point of view on this? 800-510-8255. If you haven't seen it, we ought to post it on Facebook if we haven't. It's got to be everywhere.
Oh, it's up there, yeah, and people are chiming in on it, and exactly what was just said. Ryan Drew, one of our listeners, is saying it's not natural, the approach they took.
28 after on Good Day.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
There are 90 days of summer ahead. Why not make the most of every one? Come to our Summer in Clinique event at Macy's today. You'll find bright ideas for looking fresh and fabulous all season. Best bronzing tips, safe in the sun smarts, and no melt makeup advice. Let's get the season started right now. A free 14-day supply of Super City Block SPF 40 is waiting with your consultation. Sound great? Then we'll see you at our Summer in Clinique event at Macy's. One to a client, please, while supplies last.
Mother's Day on Sunday. And lots of conversation about that back and forth. Help yourself to all the various disciplines that are focused on Mother's Day through DougSteffen.com, 1:30.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Omega-3Survival Plan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123SurvivalPlan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123SurvivalPlan.com. Again, that's 123SurvivalPlan.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Talk radio program. It's called the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. The talk is not about, you know, the usual rabble-rousey stuff. Once in a while...
Rabble-rousey?
Yeah.
All right.
People cranked up. Heather Bachman is here to help you laugh a little bit. Roberta Fasnelli is always good for a smile. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer back next week. Mothers, M is for the million things she gave you. O means only that she's growing older. T is for the tears that were shed when
during
she
that
saw
long
you
labor
the first time. H is for her heart. E is for her eyes. R means your mother's always right. Was your mother always right?
No.
You're handy by
no.
Your mother. You're around your mother all the time. Roberta, your mother wasn't always right.
No, absolutely not. And I'm not either.
Richie, you... thinking your mom is always right?
I give her credit. She's pretty good at stuff. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, she gets it right a lot of the time.
All right, so we're going to pursue this a little bit in terms of our all of our special social media, Facebook and Twitter. We have facebook.com/goodday show. We have Twitter at goodday, Doug at DougSteffen.com. What do moms really want for Mother's Day? You can email that stuff along. You can call us at 800-510-8255. Where are you? Where are your children? What do you want from your children? What do you want to know about your children? What is it that Mother's Day can mean? Maybe describe what you think would be a successful Mother's Day, or better yet, what the best Mother's Day was that you've ever had. Moms and children, because I think those are the connections, obviously, that are so smart. Mothers and daughters, mothers and sons, mothers and husbands, because husbands celebrate Mother's Day, right?
They should,
absolutely.
Right, exactly. What's the image of your mother that you most want us to know? 800-510-8255 here on Good Day.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails opened and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your new colors with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Any questions? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from your friends and mine, Sherwin-Williams.
Summer celebrations are fast approaching, and with the Sherwin-Williams exterior stain sale, it's the perfect time to gear up for them. Through July 8th, Deckscape's deck stains are only $29.99 per gallon, and save on power washer rentals were available. Now you can clean, prep, stain, and seal your deck all in one day, with plenty of money left over to throw a great party on it. Woodscape siding stains are also on sale for just $31.99 a gallon. Get your stain project started today at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store, or visit sherwinwilliams.com/deck.
Or visit DougStefan.com. This sounds like a joke. A study from Washington University in St. Louis recruiting participants to eat only fast food for the next 3 months. They'll be paid $3,500 for their trouble. Enroll in a weight loss program when the study is over. So you eat like a pig for 3 months, and then you go on a crash diet.
Well,
that's awful for your liver.
Are they going to eat like a pig, or are they just going to eat normally?
No.
Yet they will replace their food with fast food.
They will be going back and forth between McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, KFC, and Pizza Hut. You choose each day you go to a different place. Where do you want to go today? Pig out.
No.
Pig out.
I think what they're saying is that replace your meals with fast food meals, and let's see what the effects are. Or are they telling them, go eat as much as you possibly can, yeah, and let's get you nice and fat?
Right.
No, but I mean, it's like the documentary Super Size Me.
Right, but
where he ate nothing but McDonald's.
Right, but it's not like he was eating more than he usually would. He was just eating this instead of that.
Exactly, and look at the effect that had.
Right.
His liver was shot.
Right, but Doug is saying pig out. They're not pigging out. They're just eating bad food.
Pig out. Yeah, pig out.
There's always a song in it.
I know.
There's always a song. That story at DougStefan.com. Let's see here. Laura Henry of Napoleon, North Dakota said, as a florist, I'm very busy this weekend. After working long hours for Mother's Day, my perfect gift would be for somebody to plant a tree or a shrub for me in my yard. I'm looking for ideas to share with you. 800-510-8255. Email Doug at DougStefan.com. We've got things. You've got your Facebook connection there yet? Are you still holding your breath?
There's a lot going on. I'm just I'm cycling.
So I always love those cycling moments. Here's Melissa Baker, who lives just out of Los Angeles. Being a working mom, I think I'm taken for granted. What I would like to do or not do for the day, I don't want to cook, I don't want to clean, I don't want to do any homework, I don't want to do any baths for my young daughters. I have a four-month-old, I just like a day off. I have to feed my four-month-old. That's it. I wonder what she thinks about the cover of Time magazine. Would be interesting to know, right? Also, I am happy to have a loving and supporting partner who has said he will do whatever I would like to have. I will be pampered and appreciated on Mother's Day. And I think maybe I will have more from my husband than I will from my children, because my children are young. And that probably is right. Right? For Mother's Day? I mean, I know a lot.
Well, it depends on your expectation, right?
Yeah. Well, do you think she's expecting a lot?
Well,
too much?
It depends on if you're putting a price tag on it.
Mm-hmm. I want to be able to hear all of my children on the phone, and if they can connect on the computer, see them at the same time. How does that work? What do you do on that?
Skype.
Yeah. Okay. That's Sheila Hills of just outside El Paso, Texas, has a son in the military. But he's at Fort Bliss, so she's right there.
Well,
Fort Bliss in El Paso, or that's where Fort Bliss is. But she apparently has some children elsewhere. And she said, that's all I want. Priceless time. I want to look at my children. Look at my grandchildren. Eh. All right, so there's another idea for you. 800-510-8255. Here's Renee in Wellesley with ideas for Mother's Day. All right, Renee, what do you have? Wellesley, Massachusetts.
When I was growing up, my mother always asked me to plant all of her impatience for her as Mother's Day present. So now, as a gardener, for Mother's Day, I have my kids go out in the garden, dig the beds, get all the beds ready, do the edging, and that's really what I love. And then all summer, while I'm looking at all the beautiful flowers, I can think of all the work my kids did for me on Mother's Day and how they really pitched in to do something that means a lot to me.
So it's a gift that keeps on giving, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that, so Mother's Day is every day. That's very cool. Good idea. Thank you there. We're just looking for suggestions. 800-510-8255. Here's Karen in Oklahoma, who works full-time and actually works overtime much of the time in her job. Her daughter and her grandson moved in. How often is that the case? Mothers who are separated bring their children in to live with their mother. What a scenario that
is. Can you imagine?
I can't.
Oh, my gosh. The nerve. Like, she hadn't already had enough when she was a child. Then she brings the kids.
Yeah. So for Mother's Day, this lady said all she'd like is somebody to clean the house. All right. It's easy enough, right?
Yep.
Last year, my wife and her friends wanted to be able to have a girls' night out.
Right.
So we gave them girls' night out. All the husbands took the kids. We all did the thing at home, dinner, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, the girls got to go out and just hang out.
Yeah. Hang out. Yeah, da, 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 da.
Guess what I'm
going
to do?
What are you going
Being
to do?
Being a mother.
Being a mother and all. Mother of three.
Well, I have a unique opportunity. I was given a gift by my boss.
Yeah.
I get to ride a mower, around the farm.
No kidding.
All by myself.
What a wonderful gift. Richie, can you imagine anybody being so nice as to give? That's a gift of love.
It is. It's
a gift
of
love.
There's a lot of grass out there.
Right. Lots of grass.
Yeah.
And needs to be cut.
Yes.
So what a hair.
What
fellow,
gratification.
What a wonderful guy your boss must be to give you the opportunity
and
to
then,
get on that little riding
that,
lawnmower and help yourself to all that grass.
I get to cook for my kids after, too.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Man, what a deal.
Big night, man.
Big time.
I'm a party girl. I'm going to find a special hat to wear when I do it.
We have a few of them around here.
Gotta
I have hats,
that.
Richie, that I give out to people. I eat. I'm sorry. I farm, you eat. That's what it says.
I like that.
On the hat. Yeah, they're good hats. All right, here's Melody Lofton in Texas. The best gift would be the company of her two grown children. I would like to cook with them. I'd like to catch up with them. I'd like them to go to a movie with me. They are the people I love most in life. How often do you hear that from grandmothers and or grandfathers, right? That's kind of cool. Let's see here. Teresa says she's in Virginia. I'd love it if they would both come, my two children, ages 22 and 27, with me to church, and then we'll go out to a local restaurant for lunch. That's all. That would make my day. That's pretty simple, isn't it?
Simple
two
and
sons
sweet.
Come over, go to church, go to lunch, bingo, end of story.
So the key here is time. They're not looking for stuff.
Well, isn't that the case most of the time, really?
Yes.
Just some time. 800-510-8255. Belinda Bishop of Athens, Alabama, has a son in Arizona and a daughter in North Carolina. She writes, everybody is all grown up. We're thousands of miles apart. I guess it's silly to a lot of people, but since their dad passed away, the three of us have become really close. And interesting, because you know what? I'm feeling a little bit guilty at the moment. And I don't know that I've thought about it in this way, because this is the first Mother's Day that neither Brennan or mother will have their mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if I should have gone there for Mother's Day. I'm not their mother. But go for five. You know what I do for five. Richie, remember when I went, was it last year or the year before Father's Day? I got on the plane, 7 o'clock.
Yeah,
plane.
You went out for lunch and then flew back.
And then I came back.
Right.
Huh. Whether I do that again or not remains. Well, I'm going to be there next week because we're going to Megan's.
Yeah.
But is it not? Is it different? Is it important to recognize and do this stuff on the day? For some people, it probably is, and other people, whenever you're thinking about me, it's important. Which is it for you?
Both.
Got to do it on the day?
Or no, we just do it around the day. You know, if we can do it on the day, great. If we can't, you know, we'll do something. And, you know, between my brothers and I, one of us will be with her on the day.
Yeah.
But, you know, we all have wives we need to, who are mothers of our children that we need to take care of, too. So, you know. Yeah. Trying to get everybody together on the same day is hard.
Yep. All right, so let's see here. Where did I Jessica, who's writing, I don't really see the point of this day. I love my family. They love me, but they give me things anyway, and I enjoy it. Things are hard right now, and I'd just like to go to a movie. I will be spending time with my husband. I'll eat at my mother-in-law's house. That's fine for me. I don't see the point of this day. Eh, it's to each his own, right?
Yeah, Hallmark and florist love it.
My daughter, that drives my daughter nuts. You want to push a button with her? Talk about all these Hallmark days. Maria Castillo, another Texan, Richie, writes, I think it's...
We like Texas moms.
Yeah.
They got an attitude.
She's a single, hardworking mother, has a full-time job and is a full-time mother, has two children. She said, if my children could buy me a pair of diamond earrings, one for each side. One child buys, you buy a set and you cut the bill in half. This is something that will last forever and will remind me how I'm appreciated each time I wear them. What? Okay. Flowers. A number of people said they don't like the idea of flowers. Here's somebody who wants all of her laundry done for a month. Kathy Widner of Martinez, California says, laundry for a month.
You know what? That's awesome. Doing like a coupon book.
Yeah, let's not get carried away here, ladies. It's Mother's Day. It's not Mother's Month.
Diane is in Salt Lake City. Hi, Diane. Welcome to Good Day.
Thank you, Doug. Good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Awesome. Good. So what do you think is a good way for you to be acknowledged on Mother's Day?
That my kids are doing what they want to do, not because they have to, but because they want to. Sometimes I feel like Mother's Day and Father's Day is a guilt trip for kids because they don't pay that much attention to their parents. Of course, they have their own lives, which they should, but I'm a widow, and a lot of people are, and a lot of people aren't, you know, and families should stay together and acknowledge each other all the time as much as possible and not just, you know, say, I one day of the year make me feel like I'm really special when the other days of the year it's like, they can't even bother to call or come around.
This is something that was started after World War I by Wilson, President Wilson, and the idea was to acknowledge the mothers of the men, either who had died or wives that were still alive and husbands that got killed in World War I, and so it grew out of that. But I think you're so right. It's something that you feel. You need to give whatever your thoughts are every day. What a wonderful idea. Diane, thank you. It's 10 before the hour on Good Day.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. J.D. Randolph, 25th Infantry Division, U.S. Army.
It was on a three-day rotation. You'd go out there and stay 3 days. Another company would come and relieve you, and they'd stay 3 days. Well, on September the 7th of 1951, we were supposed to get relieved the next day. Well, that night we got hit by artillery at about 11 o'clock at night. And they threw artillery at us for about 3 hours. And they estimate we had over 1,000 rounds of artillery hit this hill. And we had, on that hill, we had 75% of our company got killed, wounded, or captured on that hill.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now. And the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail: women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Movies. What's up this weekend? We'll go back a little bit here, though. This is from a movie that was number one during this week in 1986.
Top Gun.
Top Gun. Kenny Loggins singing Danger Zone. And you've said, Chucker, they're going to revive this franchise in some way, shape, or form?
They are. There's no doubt. They're going to do a sequel. Tom Cruise is going to be heavily involved, reprise the role of his Maverick character. Initially, he was just only supposed to do a cameo, but now he's agreed he wants to go full throttle into it. And also, Paramount was supposed to release the original Top Gun in 3D the same month
as Titanic,
which was last year. But I don't know. Yeah. I think they put the brakes on that idea, though. Although it might happen before the year's over, releasing the original Top Gun in 3D.
You know, these movies that weren't shot in 3D, it just doesn't come out the same.
How does it? Yeah, how do you even do that? What do you have to do? What's the process when you?
It's called post conversion. Some do it better than others. But as I told you guys, you know, they've done surveys as of late, and you know, most moviegoers, the majority of moviegoers, are saying they'd rather see a movie in 2D than 3D.
Yeah.
But it's a you know, whether it's a gimmick or not, it's a force one on the movie-going public that is not going to go away anytime soon. There's way too much invested from Hollywood in the
very
studios.
Expensive,
thanks,
though.
James Cameron.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Yes, exactly.
All right, so anyway, number one movie this week was Top Gun. I'm trying to, as you were telling that story, that info, think about what could be a possible script for him. He could be now a brigadier general or something
like that.
There's
some
challenge from the Middle East, and he has to, like the president in Independence Day, he's got to get behind the stick again, and he hasn't been in this plane, and all of a sudden he's at 36,000 feet and the engines flame out, and he's got to he ends up behind enemy lines, and somebody like Jessica Biel has to come in and save him. How's that? Pretty good? You like that movie?
You know, believe it or not, there's a lot of screenwriters that get $1 million for that pitch alone.
Yeah. All right, so where do we go? Chucker, find me an agent. Let's go.
Okay.
Right, meanwhile, we have a contest today that's based on the number one movie from this week in 1996. This is one of those movies that everybody liked. Hard to find somebody who didn't dig this movie, and that's probably why it plays so much on the cable channels. It's hard to find a week when you won't find this movie. That's how fresh and familiar it seems, even though it was made, 16 years ago, right? We go back 16 years. Here's the first clip.
The Suck Zone.
800. That enough?
No.
800. 510-8255. You know the name of the movie? You call us And we'll give you a swell prize if you're the first one in and you haven't won before on Movie Moments. Here's item number two.
An ordinary person spends his life avoiding that situation. Repo Man spends his life in that situation.
Great flick.
Still don't have
you
it.
Cannot,
yeah, still not there.
You can't. There is not a second of this movie that you don't want to be involved in. Chuck, you know the movie, right?
No, I'm not sure yet.
Really?
I can't really.
All right.
I think you have a cable channel the other three don't have.
No. Yeah. This movie's on every week. All right, turn it up. The next
one. Cow. I got to go, Julia. We got cows.
Oh, I got it.
Another cow.
Actually, I think that was the same one.
Yeah.
All right, you got to know it after
guy
that.
The guy I went to school with was in this movie.
Yeah, Chuck, you got it. Huh?
I got it.
Right.
I got it.
You don't know what it is?
I'm by myself over here.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. This is, isn't it funny how I get enthused about
yeah, this was a good flick.
It was a very good flick, though. All right, Richie, we need time.
Hint was that these clips were hard to hear.
Yeah.
Because of what is going on in the movie.
Exactly. Right. Thank you. 800-510-825. All right, Chucker, that Johnny Depp Dark Shadows thing's out this week, right?
Yeah, that's the big one. Tim Burton's Dark Shadows, which is the eighth collaboration between the director and the star, actor Johnny Depp. You know, I'm reading that this film cost almost $200 million.
Woo!
If that is true, there's something very wrong with the business. It's tracking to open in the $30 million range, which means it's going to have to make a ton of money overseas to recoup its
finances. Yeah, but it will.
Finances.
That kind of
thing. It should, you know, believe it or not, Tim Burton's last film, which was Alice in Wonderland, which I thought was absolutely terrible, did $1 billion worldwide. But make no mistake, the Hulk will smash once again, and the Avengers will reign supreme at the box office. Did $207 million last weekend. Can it do $100 million plus in its second week in release? We'll have to see. A few other movies opening this month of interest. The Dictator with Sacha Baron Cohen opens next week. It's been a lot of fun to see him do interviews.
It's almost worth going to see the movie just because of all the foolishness going on around
it. The guy is very, very funny.
Richie, you're so clever with your sound.
Good Lord.
Mary is listening in Ohio. Hi, Mary. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi.
Hi. What's the name of that movie?
Is it Twister with Helen Hunt?
It is Twister with Helen Hunt. And which of the Bill that ends with P? Bill Paxton, right?